Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. I think it's a wonderful thing to see so many people coming together every day, giving away their time to limit the prayer, to be courageous in the prayer. Everybody's aware of how special it is and important as well. I think it would also be appropriate for me to express my admiration for the organizers of this year, which everybody realizes how much work went in to set it up, the whole thing, and to run the day to day. It's a wonderful chutz for them. There's a pasuk in Daniel, which the pasuk says, "Umatzdikei harabim ki kechovim loylam ved." That people who do zikur harabim or mezakeh harabim, they will shine like stars forever. That lost with love, that shall be that they'll shine like stars. So we see what a wonderful chutz it is to do mezakeh harabim. Only one thing is we need to explain why specifically like stars. Why is this chutz specifically like stars? We know everything goes midah k'neged midah. Hashem pays star. He pays midah k'neged midah. What's the midah k'neged midah on mezakeh harabim? That he should shine like stars. But we all know, we learned Parshas Bereishis, we saw that when Hashem created the world, He created the sun and the moon the same size. They were both the same size. Afterwards, when Hashem made the moon smaller, the moon didn't feel He had enough strength and confidence to go out and to do His job. He felt a bit lost. He didn't feel that He had the strength to do His job of lighting the world. So He went to Hashem, and Hashem gave Him stars to accompany Him. So the stars are here to accompany the moon, to help Him bring out His koyches. But if someone looks up in the sky, the first thing he'll notice would be the moon. The stars you don't see so much. That's the opposite. Most stars, we don't see most of the stars at all. The same thing with Mezakeh Harabim, is the job is to help people bring out the koyches, to help people to do what they can do themselves, and he still takes the back seat. He still stays more or less behind the scene. So I think that this could be a good reflection on the Afghanim who will mitzvah this whole thing. I know Abu Yonayf are personal, I'm sure all the other Chashim Galayt. I think we'll start. I'd also like to thank them for giving me the cover today, to address today's Shia. I think we'll start a small Nakuda in the Shabbos in Kiddush. And if we have enough time, we might try to put it into this week's Parsha as well. We know, everybody knows this, is Allah for Shabbos, you need to make Kiddush. The Chiyuv Kiddush is actually a Chiyuv Deraisa. We're not talking about Kiddush by day. Kiddush at night is a Chiyuv Deraisa, which Gemara learns out of the Pasuk Zoch HaSiyam HaShabbos V'Kashoy. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings the Halacha of Kiddush, I think there's a few observations in the Rambam which need some explanation. A few points in the Rambam which seem a bit hard to understand. The Rambam brings the Entei Chosses, Melech HaShabbos. Starts off the halacha that is the chiyuv of kiddush. The Rambam starts off like this: mitzvah esem and atayra, the kaddish asiyem haShabbos b'dvarim. It's a mitzvah esem and atayra to be mekaddish Shabbos by words. You need to say words that are mekaddish Shabbos. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, zocha asiyem haShabbos lekatshei. So the Rambam explains: kloima, zechrei shetchilah shvach v'kiddush. It's also lezechreiu. And when do we need to do this? When do we need to remember Shabbos? When do we need to be mekayim the chiyuv of kiddush? The Rambam finishes the Tzorach of Zechariah with Knisosoi or B'tiyosoi. We have to remember Shabbos. The Chiyuv of Kiddush is to remember Shabbos twice. Once when Shabbos comes in, which we call Kiddush, and then we need to remember Shabbos a second time. When Shabbos goes out, we need to remember Shabbos again, and this all goes into the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Knisosoi, the Kiddush, when Shabbos comes in, we have to remember through making Kiddush. Or B'tiyosoi B'Avdolah, when Shabbos goes out, we need to remember Shabbos through Avdolah. Which seems a bit interesting that the Rambam puts the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Avdolah both together as one thing. He learns that everything is originated of the same pasuk of Zocha Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoy. And how are we mekayim the Zocha Siyam HaShabbos L'Katshoy with Kiddush and Avdolah, which is a bit interesting that Avdolah would be like a part of Kiddush. That's one thing which we need to explain in this Rambam. Then there's another very interesting Rambam in our Halacha Yudbeis. The Rambam tells us Kiddush doesn't need to be exactly after Shabbos came in. It could be a bit before that as well. Especially, yes, le adam the kaddish al akoyt Shabbos mebogiyon. We can still make kiddush even though it's still there. It's not Shabbos. After shle nichnas on Shabbos, even though Shabbos didn't come in yet, shemitzvus chira, the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos, bein v'shas knisasa, either should be while Shabbos comes in, bein koydim l'shoz u'kumach, or can be a bit before that, not too much before Shabbos, but if it's close enough to Shabbos, it could be yotz l'chir of kiddush, even though Shabbos didn't come yet. Which l'choye, we need to understand, is very interesting. Why should we be able to make kiddush before Shabbos? Kiddush is a halach of Shabbos, one of the hilchos Shabbos. We don't find in any hilchos Shabbos in Yom Tov Menachos nowhere that you could be mekayim Shabbos before Shabbos came in. To be mekayim Shabbos, you need Shabbos to come in. Okay, for instance, there's a mitzvah on Shabbos of oimet Shabbos. Shabbos, you need to eat choshev food, fast food. The Gemara says, and that's where you mekayim the mitzvah of oimet Shabbos. No one would say that. No one would come Friday afternoon and say that he wants to be now Mekayim Oynik Shabbos, even though it's not Shabbos. He's going to sit down and eat the plate of cholent and say that he's Mekayim now Oynik Shabbos. He can't be Mekayim Oynik Shabbos before Shabbos comes. You need to be Mekayim Oynik Shabbos. It's halacha and Shabbos, so you need Shabbos to be at Mekayim. So why is Kiddush different? The Rambam says that Kiddush can be even before Shabbos. And the Rambam doesn't go here with Toys for Shabbos. I find it being realized that the Rambam, when he says you can be make Kiddush before Shabbos, doesn't mean that he was in Kabbalah that he takes for Shabbos, so by him it's Shabbos. Rambam means even though it's not Shabbos, since it's close enough to Shabbos, it can have a shaykh to Shabbos and can make the mitzvah of Kiddush. So that's the second point which we need to understand here in the Rambam. Then the third point, the Rambam brings halacha in halacha dalit. He says that the ikke Kiddush, even though the ikke chi of Kiddush is by night, everybody knows that the ikkechi of Kiddush needs to be by night. But if someone, for whatever reason, missed Kiddush at night, he didn't make Kiddush at night, he can still make Kiddush by day. If you miss Kiddush at night, you can make the same Kiddush by day, you say the same nusach that you say by night Kiddush, you can say by day to pay off the Kiddush at night. And Rambam explains, that's no difference if it's b'shogeg, b'meizid, in whichever case, if you missed out Kiddush at night, you can always make Kiddush by day. If you look in the Torah, in Simon Reishayin Aleph, the Torah brings two shittas. It brings the shitta of Abamam Gon, and it brings the shitta of Rambam. The shitta of Abamam Gon is that someone didn't make Kiddush at night, and actually Allah is a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you didn't make Kiddush at night, you can make Kiddush by day. So Abamam Gon says that that's only in a case of Shochach or Shogag. It needs to be either that he forgot to make Kiddush or he was a shogeg. But someone who purposely didn't make Kiddush was amazed, and his intention wasn't to make Kiddush at night, he just left it for by day, he won't be able to pay off the Kiddush. It's only shochach shogeg, but amazed can't make Kiddush by day to pay off the night's Kiddush. That's the shittas Rambam going. And then the Torah brings the shittas Rambam, which we saw now, but the Rambam says it's no difference between shochach, Shogag or Mezid, whichever case, if someone didn't make Kiddush at night, can always make Kiddush by day, even though he was a Mezid. And the Bach explains the opinion of Abamam Gon. Why does Abamam Gon say that only by Shochach and Shogag you can make Kiddush by day? Why a Mezid wouldn't be able to make Kiddush by day? Where does Abamam Gon take that opinion from? So the Bach explains that Abamam Gon looks at it the same as Tfilah. The same thing that we find by Tefillah, he says applies also to Kiddush. That by Tefillah the halacha is that if someone missed out the Tefillah, someone say forgot to daven Shachar, he can pay it off by Mincha. He davens Mincha Tushma in Esrus. The first one goes for Mincha, and the second one goes for Shachar. Even though the time of Shachar is passed, but it's halacha of Tashlumen, you can pay it off. So Bamum Gon takes the opinion that why should Kiddush be different? The same as we find by Tefillah. That you cannot, Tashlum can only be if Shachach is Shogag, if it wasn't purposely, the same should apply to Kiddush as well. It shouldn't be different. If it's a Tashlumen, and it should have the same halachas as we find other places by Tashlumen, that only if Shachach is Shogag, and amazed it can't pay it off. The question what we need to explain here now is what's the machlekes? The Rambam says that you can always make Kiddush by day, even if it was amazed at night. So why, what's the two opinions depend on? How do you explain the machlekes? Before we start to get back to this point, I think we need to actually see the etzem halacha of Kiddush from which pasuk it originates, the chiyuv of kiddush. And once we understand the actual chiyuv of kiddush, I think it will make it a bit easier to understand all these Rambam. The Gemara says in Sefer Tzachim, in Sefer Tzachim Daf Kuvav, the Gemara brings the halacha that is a chiyuv to make kiddush. The Gemara says, where do we know the halacha that you need to make kiddush in the Daraisa? Where does it say in the pasuk? So the Gemara brings the pasuk Zocha Esyoim Hashabbos Lekatrei. That from the pasuk Zocha Esyoim Hashabbos Lekatrei, from that pasuk we learn out the whole chiyuv of kiddush. Now we need to know which part of the pasuk Zocha Esyoim Hashabbos Lekatrei, from which word in this pasuk comes to tell us the chiyuv of kiddush. So I think if we look carefully in the Rishonim here, in the Sefer Tzachim, Tosfos, Rashi, Rashbam, we are all used, we know that how, we call Kiddush Kiddush. So it makes more sense that it comes from the word Lekatrei. It's the idea of Kiddush is to be Mekadosh the Shabbos. But if we look carefully here in the Rishonim here in the Sefer Tzachim, I think we see it a bit different. I think in the Rishonim over here we see that the Chiyuv of Kiddush originates from the word Zochar. Remembering Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. You're not actually Mekadosh the Shabbos. You need to remember Shabbos. The first thing I'll start with Tosfos, that we know that the Halacha Kiddush needs to be al Yayin. It's the Abonon, it's Asmachta, but Kiddush needs to be on wine. So Tosfos explains, where do we see in the Pasuk Zocha Siyam HaShabbos Lekatrei that you need to remember Shabbos on a cup of wine? Where does the cup of wine come into Kiddush? So Tosfos tells us, because we find many places that the Torah uses the word Tzchira, remembering, on wine. The Torah brings two psukim. One pasuk, Nazkira, Zichra is Yain al Levonin. So you see that remember with wine. And then Torah brings another pasuk, Nazkira de Decha Meyoin. But the problem we see in Torah, that Torah, from the word Zocha, that's where he sees that we need to have Kiddush on wine. That since the holy alfus of Kiddush comes from Zocha, and remembering is the way of remembering should be on wine, so that's why we know that we need wine. So Tosfos seems to explain that the chiyuv of Kiddush originates from the word Zocha, it's chira, remembering, not Kiddush being the Kaddish Shabbos, just chira, remembering Shabbos. And in Rashi and Rashbam, I think we see it even clearer. Because Rashi and Rashbam both explain us the pasuk, so they explain, how do we know that Kiddush needs to be in the beginning of the day when Shabbos comes in? So they explain us that Lekatrei means B'shor Shemeskadesh Hayoim, at the time that the day comes in. So in other words, Rashi and Rashbam Lachoy explain the pasuk, that the pasuk is telling like this: Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos, you need to remember Shabbos, the chiyuv of remembering Shabbos, when? What's the time that we need to remember Shabbos? Lekatrei B'shor Shemeskadesh Hayoim. So the Ike Chiyuv Kiddush is Chiyuv, remembering Shabbos. Lekatrei is only coming to tell us the time when we need to be Mekayim our mitzvah Chiyuv. Now, according to these Rishonim, I think, we understand very well the Shittas of Amram Gaon. Because according to these Rishonim, the Pasuk is telling us that Kiddush needs to be when, we need to remember Shabbos when, B'shor Shemeskadesh Hayoim. Which obviously, if we know that we can make, that Kiddush you can make a whole night, it must be that the B'shor Shemeskadesh Hayoim is the whole night. That's because it's since it's the beginning of the day, the night is the beginning of the day, so that's called B'shor Shemeskadesh Hayoim. Now what happens if someone missed out Kiddush? He didn't make Kiddush at night. He missed the time. He can't make Kiddush in the morning because the time of Kiddush is a kapshe b'shor shemeskadesh hayoim. And if someone didn't make Kiddush at night, he shouldn't be able to make Kiddush by day. But you see the Gemara says a block later, that if someone didn't make Kiddush at night, he can still make Kiddush by day. The question is, why can he make Kiddush by day if the amount of Kiddush is only at night? So it must be that Kiddush by day is a new halacha, chiyuv tashlumin. The same as we find by tefillah, that the time of tefillah is only shachat, the time of shachat is only shachat. Once the time of shachat passed, you lost your chance of davening shachat. But since it's a new halacha of tashlumin that you can pay it off, therefore you can daven shmoneh esrei from shachat in the time of mincha. But that's only medin tashlumin. And by Kiddush we must say the same, because if you see Kiddush also has a time, the shor shemeskadesh hayoim. And we see that in the morning, if someone didn't make Kiddush at night, he can still make Kiddush in the morning. It must be it's because of Tashlumen. If it's because of Tashlumen, it should have the same halacha as we find by Tfilah Tashlumen. The same as by Tfilah, You say if it's a tashlum, since it's a tashlumen, it can only be tashlumen by shochah by shogit. The same would have to be by kiddush also. That if you make kiddush by day, it can only make kiddush in the case that with shochah by shogit. So according to this, I think we understand very well the shittas Abam Umgon, why he puts together kiddush and tefillah that both have the same tenon that only shochah by shogit can pay off. The question is only how do we explain the Rambam? Over here in the Shainim, over here in Psachim, I didn't see anything, but there's an interesting Rambam al Atayra. And I think with this Rambam, we might have a complete different view on the whole Chiyuv of Kiddush, and we'll be able to understand a bit better the Shittas Rambam, through the Shittas Rambam. There's a Pasuk in Parshas Yisrael, we all know the Pasuk Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekavshe, is one of the Atayras HaDibris. And Rashi, in the Pasuk, if you look in Chumash, in the Pasuk Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekavshe, Rashi tells us that the word Zochas come to tell us that we need to remember Shabbos every day of the week. That if you find someday you find a good behemoth, you should put it away for Shabbos. And if you find something better, then he eats the first one and puts away the second one for Shabbos, and so on. And that's what the word Zochah comes to tell us. The Ramban over there on the Pasuk comes and he says he doesn't understand Rashi. This is only Shittas of B'Shamay. We know in the Gemara in Be'er says that B'Shamay used to every day, he would go out in the market shopping and he would put everything away for Shabbos. And if he would find afterwards something even better, then he would eat the first thing and the second thing put away for Shabbos. And the Gemara says, "B'tzilul midacher toysiloi shekol ma'is of l'shem shemayim." So why does Rashi explain the pasuk according to B'Shamay? So the Rambam says that we must say that B'Shamay and B'tzilul machlokes is not in the pasuk itself. So the B'Shamay and B'tzilul both say that we need to remember Shabbos every day. The machlokes was only in the way of remembering it. The B'Shamay says that you need to remember it by buying things for Shabbos every day, and the B'tzilul says it doesn't have to be through buying, you just have to every day make sure to remember Shabbos. And that's what the pasuk of Zochah is coming to tell us. And we know that we say every day, we say the Hayom, Hayom Yeh Merishin, Hayom Yeh Msheni, because according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv of remembering Shabbos every day. We need to remember every day how many days we're now from Shabbos. So the Ramban explains that the word Zochor comes, is not a halach on Shabbos, it's actually a halach on every day. Zochor is telling us that we need to remember every day Shabbos. Then the Ramban carries on, and he tells us, what does Lekavshe come to tell us? Lekavshe is coming to tell us that we need to be Mekadosh Shabbos. And the same as we find on the Shchodesh, and we find in Yovel, that Bezdin has to be Mekadosh Shchodesh, and they have to be Mekadosh Yovel, the same thing applies to Shabbos, that everybody needs to be Mekadosh Shabbos. So the first Zochah Yom HaShabbos Lekavshe, he divides in two separate halachas. Zochah is telling us that we have to remember Shabbos, and Lekavshe that we have to remember Shabbos the whole week, and Lekavshe is coming to tell us that we have to be Mekadosh Shabbos. And according to the Ramban, the word Kiddush is the correct word to use for Kiddush, because the actual Chiyuv is Lekavshe, to be Mekadosh Shabbos. So now, according to the Ramban, that he used the word Lekavshe to tell us the Chiyuv of Kiddush, the Chiyuv is nothing telling us when Kiddush needs to be. The Rishonim here in Masechta Pesachim, who explained that Kiddush originates from the word Zochor, so that the word Lekavshe was extra. So they explained that the word Lekavshe is coming to tell us the time when B'Shor Shem is Kaddish Ayoyim. But according to the Ramban, that the whole Chiyuv of Kiddush originates from the word Lekavshe, so the pasuk doesn't tell us any time when Kiddush needs to be. Now, Vada, the Rambam also holds that we need to make Kiddush in the beginning of the day, because if Kiddush is to be Mekadosh, the same as we realize in Yovel, doesn't have to be Mekadosh the Yovel. The earlier the Mekadosh, they were Mekadosh more of the Yovel, so they can't leave it for later, because they won't. If you'll be Mekadosh Yovel after a few weeks, the first few weeks won't have the Kiddush of Yovel. The same replies to Kiddush, that Kiddush needs to be in the beginning of the day, like a tchilah, because the earlier you Mekadosh Shabbat, you Mekadosh a bigger part of Shabbat. But there's no halacha that there has a specific time when Kiddush needs to be. So I think with this explanation, you can understand the Shittas Rambam, everything that we asked before in the Shittas Rambam. Because we have to know what's the chiyuv of Kiddush. We learn it originates from the word Lekavshe, that we have to be Mekadosh Shabbos. What does Lekavshe mean? Lekavshe, Kodesh, can be translated as separation. Somebody is Kodesh, is separated from other people. A thing that Kodesh is not is separated from everybody else. But kachi, we find a lot of places that the kachi could be translated as separation. And another interesting thing, we see in the chinuch, the chinuch, when he brings the chiyuv of kiddush, he also includes the chiyuv of avdalah, the same as the Rambam. He brings kiddush and avdalah as one mitzvah, and he explains what the chiyuv of kiddush. The chiyuv of kiddush is to say words which separate Shabbos from other days of the week. And therefore we need to make kiddush when Shabbos comes in and goes out, because the chiyuv of kiddush is to separate Shabbos from other days of the week. So l'chayr in Jesus shining, we see the Amban, the chinuch, we see taka alocha, that of kiddush is not remembering Shabbos. The idea of kiddush is to realize that Shabbos is different than other days of the week. It's not the same day as every day in the week. It's a different, it's more kiddush, it's a special day Shabbos. Mameila, we understand very well why we can make kiddush before Shabbos comes. First, we understand very well why Havdalah comes into the chiyuv of kiddush. Because if we need to separate Shabbos from the other days of the week, we need to separate it at both ends. When Shabbos comes in, it has to be separated from the days before. And when Shabbos goes out, it has to be separated from the days afterwards. So according to this shittah of the Amban and the Chinuch, we understand very well why Havdalah is included in the mitzvah of Shabbos, and that Hakabot and Kiddush and Havdalah both are Chiyuv D'oraisa, which we learn out from the Pasuk Zochach Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. And then I think we can also explain the second part. Why can we make Kiddush before Shabbos comes in? Why is it different than any other mitzvah of Shabbos, any other halacha of Shabbos that needs to be back when Shabbos is here? That's when you can be Mekayim all halacha Shabbos. Why is Kiddush different? Because the idea of Kiddush is not that Shabbos is Mekayim Kiddush. The idea of Kiddush is the same thing as Avdalah. It's separating Shabbos from other days of the week. So the same as everybody knows that you can make Avdalah after Shabbos went out, most of Shabbos you make Avdalah, even though it's not Shabbos anymore, because the idea of Avdalah is not on Shabbos to be Mavdul. The idea of Avdalah is to be Mavdul Shabbos from the other days of the week. So it doesn't need to be in Shabbos, it could be after Shabbos as well. And the same would be by Kiddush. If Kiddush and Avdalah are supposed to the same idea to separate Shabbos from other days, so Kiddush would be the same, that you can make Shabbos even though Shabbos didn't come in yet. And the Mizyotzid Midaraisa, since we say in Shemana Esther, the first we say Mizyotzid Achiv Daraisa, but that's how we Mizyotzid Kiddush. The Shabbos, when do we need to do it? The Amram says we can do it before Shabbos comes in also. The Amram is not talking in a case that he daven Shemana Esther, because if he daven Shemana Esther, he was Mekabel Tzeis to Shabbos. And once he's Mekabel Tzeis to Shabbos, you don't need this whole Kiddush. If it's Shabbos, then he can make Kiddush. The Amram is talking in a case even though he wasn't Mekabel Tzeis to Shabbos. So that's without Shmoneh Esrei. He just goes, he makes Kiddush, he takes a cup of wine and makes Kiddush.
In that case, in which way they not fill the week from the Shabbat? If he's doing a lot of they make Kiddush.
The same thing as Avdalah. When Avdalah is Ikadin, you should be allowed to do Melacha before Avdalah. There's Halacha that you shouldn't do Melacha before Avdalah, the same as we see before Tefillah, that you're not allowed to eat, that you shouldn't forget to make Avdalah. But in Ikadin, you could do Melacha before Avdalah. The Melacha doesn't break it. We just have to realize that Shabbos is different than other days. And by Kiddush, we realize it. It's Asmachta. We say so as Asmachta, because even though we use the Pasuk Zohar for the whole week, to remember the whole week, as Asmachta, we can still use it. Because the actual Chiyuv of wine is going on with the Darbon. The Gemara says it's only Asmachta, it's not Mikadin. And now we can come back to explain the Machlekes, Abamam Gon and the Rambam. As you saw before, Abamam Gon says that what the Gemara tells us, that if someone forgot to make Kiddush at night, he can still make Kiddush by day. Abamam Gon says that can only be Medin Tashlumen, and only in a case of Shokach HaShogag, only in that case he can pay it off by day. But someone intentionally didn't make Kiddush, he won't be able to pay it off by day. And we ask, why does the Rambam have a different opinion? Where does the Rambam take? Why shouldn't it be Tashlumen the same as Tefillah? But according to what we explained now, I think it's very poshut. The Rambam doesn't have any. That's only according to Rambam Gon, the Rishonim, who say that Kiddush has a time, the Shoshim is Kaddish Hayoim. There must be that if you can make Kiddush by day, it's Medin Tashlumen. But according to the Rambam, the Chinuch of these Rishonim, we don't see any time when Kiddush needs to be. Avada, like a Tchila, needs to be in the beginning of the day, but as time goes on, if you didn't make Kiddush, you need to make Kiddush then. So if you didn't make Kiddush at night, you should make Kiddush by day. It's not Mizin Tashlumen. The Chiyuv of Kiddush carries on all day long. So Meila, according to the Rambam holds that it doesn't need to be Shochach HaShagig because it has no Shachach Tashlumen. It's the Ikid Chiyuv of Kiddush. I think we have much time. The Pasuk in this week's Pasha says, "If Shapsoi Satishmoyu, Mekdosh HaTirou." Rashi brings in Chumash on the pasuk from this pasuk we see that binyan beis hamikdash, that Shabbos is doicha binyan beis hamikdash. The Rambam on the same pasuk brings an interesting thing. He brings that the Rambam explains why does the Torah repeat so many times the chiyuv of kiddush, the chiyuv of Shabbos. He says that there's two things in the Torah, two mitzvahs which are shatu keneged kol haTorah kula. There's one mitzvah of Eidah Zohar. The Gemara says in Sechta Torah is Eizu mitzvah sheshkula keneged kol haTorah kula zu avedus kechovim. Avedus kechovim has the equivalent of kol haTorah kula and Shabbos as well. And that's why the Torah repeats these two mitzvahs so many times, because it's very special mitzvahs which are so special that they have the equivalent of kol haTorah kula. We need to understand why is Taka Shabbos so unique that it has the equivalent to kol haTorah kula. Actually, we don't see in the Shabbos it has the equivalent of kol haTorah kula. We don't find it anywhere in Chazal exactly these words. We find it in a bit of a different way in the Gemara that Shabbos has the equivalent of kol haTorah kula, because we find that mumah lechal Shabbos is mumah lechal haTorah kula. Someone who's not trusted on a certain mitzvah, he can be trusted on other mitzvahs. That's Allah. A mumah for one thing is not a mumah for kol haTorah kula. But if it comes to Shabbos, a mumah lechal Shabbos, if someone is not trusted for Shabbos, even though he keeps all the mitzvahs, just not Shabbos, we can't trust him for anything. So we see that Shabbos has equivalent to kol haTorah kula, and someone who doesn't keep Shabbos, he can't be trusted on any other mitzvah. Shaila, why is it? Why is Shabbos so unique that we say that if someone doesn't keep Shabbos, we can't trust him anymore? If he didn't keep Shabbos, it must be that it could bring him to be over others to him as well. But then another thing which we need to explain, we saw here in the Rambam two things, that is a chiyuv tchila, remembering Shabbos, which we need to understand why is it so important, why is Shabbos so unique that every day of the week we need to remember Shabbos. And then we need to understand the lakasha as well, what's so important to be mekadosh Shabbos. And even more, that Shabbos is kaddish by itself. If someone won't make kiddush, Shabbos will be kaddish. Obviously, if you say that we need to be mekadosh Shabbos, it means that not to be mekadosh Shabbos, we need to spread the Kiddush of Shabbos on ourselves. The idea of Kiddush is taking Shabbos to ourselves. So it must be that Shabbos has something, a deeper thing, which we need to take to ourselves. And according to that, we understand that's why we need to remember every day of the week, because there's something in Shabbos which we need to spread in ourselves and take it along with us the whole week. It says already in the Rambam puts Kiddush together with Shemitah. And in Shemitah, the Rambam explains us that the idea of Shemitah is that 6 days a week, that 6 years we work, and a person, after working so many years, he forgets what his main goal in this world is. So he needs a sabbatical year, he needs a Shemitah, he can sit and learn and regain his thoughts, and like that, when it comes to the eighth year, he goes back to his field, he goes back different after he had a whole year of learning and rethinking everything. He lives a different way of life. And the same thing is with Shabbos. Shabbos is a person who works 6 days a week. It comes Shabbos, he's home, he sits, he learns, he's Mavi Seder. So Shabbos is a time that you need to regain your thoughts and think, why are we here in this world? And it should help us out for the rest of the week. So maybe we understand why we need to remember Shabbos every day. Because Shabbos has some special deep thought, some lesson that we need to take out of Shabbos, and that lesson is not only the tachlis on Shabbos itself, that we need to take along with us the whole week. So that's why we have the chiyuv of Zochas Yom HaShabbos. So maybe we understand why it's equivalent to kol haTorah kula, because if a person takes Shabbos and he thinks about Hashem created the world, the maybe that brings him to be Mekayem the Torah.